This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Biden and lawmakers talk farm bill. Ag faces Prop 12 future. And mandatory E-Verify advances. Now here's a programming note. AgriPulse is hosting a webinar next Monday on the status of the next farm bill. Guests include John Newton, Chief Economist for the Senate Ag Committee's Minority Staff, and Jacqueline Snyder, a former top Democrat staffer on the panel. The discussion will cover a wide variety of issues, and that would include the latest farm program cost projections from the Congressional Budget Office. Again, that is Monday. You can sign up at AgriPulse.com. Biden and committee leaders plan more talks. President Biden and leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committee discussed the farm bill for more than an hour last night. They agreed to meet again in the, quote, not too distant future. That's the word from the top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas. In an interview with AgriPulse, Bozeman described the meeting yesterday as a very, very cordial event. More than anything, the president just wanted to get together to voice his support that he knew the work we were doing was very important, Bozeman said. And here's why it matters. It is noteworthy that a president would call the Ag Committee leaders for a meeting this early in the process, although Bozeman described the discussion as fairly general. In a joint statement, the four committee leaders said the discussion was about, quote, the importance of passing a bipartisan farm bill this year. State animal housing rules prevail. The Supreme Court Proposition 12 decision appears to bring an end to challenges to the law, which bans the sale of pork in the state that it comes from on the offspring of sows raised in gestation crates. The California law, a similar measure in Massachusetts, that also had been delayed by state courts until the Supreme Court ruled, now can go into effect. The National Pork Producers Council and American Farm Bureau Federation petitioned the court to overturn a Ninth Circuit decision upholding the law, which was approved by 63% of California voters in 2018. Animal welfare groups hailed the 5-4 ruling, while trade groups and farm state lawmakers said California should not be able to, quote, dictate the agricultural practices of the rest of the nation, as GOP Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas put it. Now, take note, Laura Fox, a professor at Vermont Law and Graduate School and director of the Farmed Agriculture Advocacy Clinic, found it remarkable that the highest court of the land has acknowledged that pigs are not trucks or trains. Though this statement was made to clarify that restrictions on pig production should not be equated with transportation restrictions, the recognition that animals are distinct from innate property is a promising indicator, she added. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. GOP border security bill passes with mandatory E-Verify. With a surge of migrants expected at the southern border, House Republicans won narrow passage of a border security bill that includes a provision requiring all employers to use the E-Verify system to back the legal status of workers. because of concerns raised by farm groups, GOP leaders added a provision saying it was the, quote, sense of Congress that the Homeland Security Department should, quote, ensure any adverse impact on the nation's agricultural workforce, operations, and food security are considered and addressed. But the Ag Workforce Coalition warned in a statement that the E-Verify requirement would harm farmers without additional reforms that would ensure an adequate supply of labor. Reform has been consistently urged by farmers for decades. Without these vital solutions, this provision will harm many labor-dependent family farms across the U.S. and consumers who rely upon them, the coalition said. Representative John Duarte, a California farmer who was one of only two Republicans to vote against the bill, said in a statement that Republicans needed to work with Democrats to develop a bill, quote, that benefits our working families and strengthens our nation's economy. Washington GOP Representative Dan Newhouse, who's also a farmer, voted for the bill but told AgriPulse he was concerned about the E-Verify requirement. We would be putting farmers, making them essentially the police force, which is a problem. That's not something that we're equipped to do. Why it matters? Well, the bill has no chance of passing in the Senate, which is good for agriculture, according to many, because mandating E-Verify without providing a source of replacement workers is a worst-case scenario for the farm sector. Moran, Republicans will protect ag funding. Senator Jerry Moran, the Kansas Republican, says Republicans will protect farm programs from spending cuts that GOP leaders are pushing President Biden to accept in exchange for increasing the debt ceiling. Republicans in particular are going to want to reach an agreement that is not harmful to agriculture, Moran said in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. In ag country, Republicans cannot afford to be seen as not caring about their farmers and ranchers and the communities that those farmers and ranchers live in and serve, he added. Now, Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Bayer and Nutrien adjust earnings predictions downward. Lower prices for glyphosate-based herbicides contributed to lower-than-expected sales and earnings in the first quarter for the Bayer Group, which adjusted its earnings forecast downward for the rest of 2023. The remainder of the year contains, quote, potential risk, many arising from the significantly reduced market price expectations for glyphosate-based products, Bayer said. Now, also take note, on a call with investment analyst Crop Science Division head Rodrigo Santos expressed optimism about research on a new herbicide mode of action to, quote, complement glyphosate, predicting a launch by the end of the decade. Meanwhile, fertilizer giant Nutrien also lowered its earnings forecast for calendar 2023. The company reported tighter margins and lower sales volumes for potash and, quote, lower net realized selling prices for all major nitrogen products. Nutrien Chief Financial Officer Pedro Farra said the results, quote, reflect the impact of structural supply issues and shifting buying patterns that have contributed to an unprecedented period of market volatility. House Ag approves bill to funnel aid to Florida citrus. The House Agriculture Committee approved a bill yesterday that's intended to help deliver emergency aid to Florida citrus growers who saw their groves damaged last year by Hurricane Ian. The bill now goes to the full House for consideration. Congress approved $3.7 billion in aid for farms that suffered from natural disasters, but this new bill is needed to make those funds available to specialty crop producers through grants. That, according to Representative Kat Kamick, a Florida Republican. Now, take note, the committee also advanced a bill to keep funding in place through 2028 for the Beagle Brigade. training center that teaches dogs to sniff out illegal food and passenger luggage at U.S. airports. The dogs are essential to efforts to keep foreign pests and diseases out of the U.S., according to the committee's top Democrat, Representative David Scott, the Democrat from Georgia. Finally, here's today's She Said It. What is Florida if not citrus? That Representative Kat Kamick, the Florida Republican. Well, that is Daybreak for this Friday, May 12th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.